Go to ZeusRentals.net or call them 701-951-RENT. We are doing this thing. Need to know morning show. It's 10 past 6 o'clock already. We're over 6 hours into this day, and nobody's come along to mess it up in my world yet, so I'm happy.
Just wait a minute.
Now, traffic was good.
Oh,
everybody,
boy.
What is it, behaving?
No, nasty text messages to set you off?
Nope, everybody, yep.
Okay.
That's
good.
It's Alex and Kev on the flag, Need to Know Morning Show Tuesday edition. Are we really August 12th already?
Yeah, I know. I'm over it. I'm over summer.
I know you are.
I'm stuck a fork in
kinda
it.
Kind of getting in there myself, you
Look
know?
Look at how dark it is.
It's been what it's been. Kind of getting into that, into the readiness of the next season. And you know what? I love our seasons. So I lived a lot of years where it was just kind of summer and more summer all the time. Which, that's all Phoenix
yeah,
is.
Yeah, what a drag.
It's just, it is.
Yeah, right.
It's like, but the summer in Phoenix, like the summer months here are just brutal.
Yeah, well, this summer, nobody got to go outside and do anything hardly because of the smoke and the rain. And I'm expecting fall and winter to be the same. Looking forward to the next LRC thing to find out if we're going to have a horrible snowy winter.
They say the next Atlantic hurricane, or the first one starting, the hurricane starting to tee up. Mm-hmm. So Dino and the of course the Weather 2020 LRC, like you said, Gary and those
they do a great
team.
Job.
Man, there's something else.
It really is shocking what they do.
It's a good way to put it.
I mean, come on.
You and I have been around weather geeks and weather meteorologists all our career.
And nobody got it this accurate. It's like weather voodoo.
It's pretty cool. Speaking of the voodoo, we're going to get close to 80 today. Looks like no rain. So that's good.
That's the good news. We'll find out how, Dean, the air quality is not quite as bad as yesterday. At least I'm not feeling it quite as bad.
Nope, I didn't notice it this morning either.
But we're at 60 right now, heading to 78. Looks like next 3 days, though, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we do have a 30% chance of rain. Wednesday, 82. Thursday, 85. And Friday, 80. Saturday's looking dry. And then more rain moving in Sunday, Monday. We've had enough rain.
Yeah, we could hold off on the... I don't know. And then when you don't get the rain, then it's like, where's all the rain? And you get too much rain, and you get a bunch of rain.
But it's at this point, like Bridget was saying, the crops are rotting away in the fields because of all the moisture.
Yeah. Pray for
when they harvest, they're going to get the equipment stuck. I mean, it's just going to be a mess.
Yep, need to dry it up just a little bit, just a little bit. We'll break in that, but go tubing. Get a 90-degree.
No leeches even. I bet
80-degree. Saturday coming up.
The water's so high you won't even get leeches.
Yeah, you go tubing. Yep. The tubing folks on the Otter Tail would love if you'd come on over and do that. We have got a lot going on today. Bridget Riedel will be here just about 7:10, about an hour to talk some ag as she does every day. Gets up early with us. What a rock star. What is she, top 50? She a top 50 ag influencer.
She's
a thing. Kind of a big deal. So we got that coming up. We're going to talk about the F5 project. That's Adam Martin's. The F5 project is a great thing. And they got a golf tourney coming up that I believe we got a team together for.
Oh, yeah, we usually do. Fun.
Yeah, me and Dino, and I think Birdman and Bonnie are the team.
Yeah,
Bonnie. I got to get a little something done on
Bonnie
my
Bonnie does a lot of golf.
Yeah.
So does... what's his name in there? Dino.
Oh, yeah.
They go out pretty often the way it sounds.
They do. Mm. Yep. Dean shocks and upsets most people when he shows up in the wardrobe that he uses.
Yeah, I think that's why
it's disturbing.
Just so he can wear the outfit.
That's awesome. What's on TiVo today? A lot going on. I wonder where you went.
Well, we're going to start with one cut from Laura talking about we need to make American City safer again, not just D.C. She has, it starts out great with some kids that have gotten shot in crossfire and stuff. So it really brings home the point. So we've got one cut from her. Then we're going to take it over to Hannity and Judge Jeanine. She was on with him last night. And you know, I love her. And she has a lot of energy talking about the crime situation in D.C. and across America and how the Trump administration is not going to tolerate it any longer. And then, Kev, we went in a really different direction. We did go to Will Cain, but I don't know if you caught this. It was in the news a week or so ago. RFK Jr. had a conference or gave a speech or something on organ donation and organ harvesting.
Okay.
And there is a lot of concern over that. Some people are coming alive on the table as their organs are being as their organs are being harvested. It seems some of these companies that harvest these organs are not reputable, and they make a considerable amount of money off your organs.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of the premise behind this whole thing, and Will Kane breaks it down really well.
Oh, that's a whole global market. That's a whole thing. Harvesting organs? Oh, yeah. Absolutely. They made movies. They have a bad movie and pretty good, a couple of good scary movies about that.
Yeah, but actually...
You wake up in a bath of ice and someone's taken one of your kidneys.
Well, yeah, but this is in the hospital, not in the bathtub Mexico.
But in Europe or, all over parts of the world.
So
yeah.
It's pretty scary.
Careful where you travel.
They are saying... do what you will, but not to check the organ donation card on the back of your driver's license, because
they get right in there.
Yes, that's exactly why, Kevin.
Is he dead yet? No.
Yeah, because they want him while it's fresh. So we're going to do that after 7:35.
And okay,
if you haven't heard this,
No.
It is.
No, I know it goes on, though.
It goes on, and it's going on a lot more often than you think. And I'm so glad Will Kane talked about that yesterday.
Well, and, you know, some of the evilness of the child trafficking is that.
And they're talking, they take organs there, too.
Yeah, that is, that's why it's the evil of evil. It's the epitome of the word evil.
Yeah, there are so many things.
The people that traffic children.
I just want to keep blinders on, and I don't even want to know what's going on, but... We need to know about this to put an end to it, is the
thing. Amen, sister. 6:17, got the spill fruit proof mug of the Moxie Java toast. Well, got to just say, I was going to say, here's to a sunny day.
Yeah,
but,
okay.
But how about law enforcement, our military, our veterans, and our first
responders? I'll always drink to that.
Mm-mm.
Amen.
Ah, we got that raspberry. It's a raspberry roast.
Mm-hmm.
Man, it's just such a great smell in the house.
Yeah, you can
when
put the sweet cream in there too. Or they do have a chocolate raspberry creamer.
Well, we've been doing the almond deal and doing our own creamer,
almond,
which has been pretty good.
I like
but I know the syrup's not as good, but it's better than the my man Ty got me talked out of all the pre-made creamers.
Yeah,
all the flavor. They're nasty.
You need to give me that recipe.
There's some good ones online.
Email that out to me, because I use the stuff I'm not supposed to.
Yep. The stuff I'll tell you that the homemade stuff doesn't microwave as well as the pre-made coffee made stuff. It breaks down. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you want to reheat it
gets kind of. You can see it floating around in there.
18 past 6, Need to Know Morning Show. It is the 12th of August. Tuesday is here. Got the Uncle Kev birthday bash coming up this weekend. Kind of excited.
Sounds like quite a party. Are your relatives still here from WeFest?
No, they had to go back.
Okay.
Which is fine.
So we've got a round two of partiers this weekend.
Yep. Why not? It's kind of the end of summer thing, too. We got to pack the kid up a week from Friday and get him moved in.
When does he start school again?
Week after that. Oh. That week following.
Wow.
He's got a new apartment, though. He thought he was going to move into the house next door where he was.
Didn't
work out. Yeah. So then we scrambled for an apartment. It's good to know people that have management people.
Yeah.
Stuff like
that. Especially that area of town gets
booked
up kind of fast.
Right? Uncle Kev got a lesson on that one. Wait, what?
Yeah. There's probably 2-year waiting list for a lot of that.
Yeah. No, they're avails. It depends on how far away from campus you want to be.
Sure.
Boy, the closer you get, the tougher it is.
Yeah.
It is Middle Child Day today. Middle Child. What? I was kind of the middle child. I was one of four.
Mm.
But my next older brother died real young. So I was ended up being the baby.
I am not middle child a middle child. I am the oldest child. My middle brother is typical.
Julianne Fries Day today. Julianne Fries. Just home cut fries?
Is that the crinkle ones, I think, isn't it? Or is that just the skinny ones?
Julianne Fries. Let's do a quick check on that.
I think it must be the skinny ones.
Oh, shoestrings.
Yeah.
They're okay. The shoestring
yeah,
ones.
Yeah, no.
Crinkle fries are the other ones.
I like them with a little texture
now,
to
Now, would
it.
McDonald's fries be shoestring fries?
Those pretty, would be, yeah.
They're just basically
thin. Those
like
would
that.
Be.
Vinyl record day today. Vinyl record day today. Here's to bringing back the age of vinyl. You know, vinyl's making a comeback. You see that morning, Dino.
I've still got all my old ones.
Do you? Oh, I'm envious.
Yep.
I'm jealous.
They're all in storage.
8 tracks will make a comeback, too.
Oh, man. I still have some.
Do you really?
I just have them. They're in a bin, in an old 8-track player. They were my brother's.
What was your first 8-track ever? I remember
Creedence.
Mine.
Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Mac Davis, Baby Don't Get Hooked on Me.
You got that look in your eyes. Oh, I love Mac Davis.
First 8-track.
I was album. My brother was 8-track, and I'm sure it was Zeppelin. It had to be Zeppelin.
Oh, man.
And I remember walking into my brother, my one who passed away. He was the hellion of the family, and I was going to stay with him. You know, about 10 years old, and he had Steppenwolf on. And if you've ever heard the song Pusher Man by Steppenwolf, that was on, that was kind of playing. And I remember I was like 10 years old, and there's like the line of the song is, you know, it's like I turned my head and like, my mom like, change that record.
my first album was was Love Drive. Remember the album cover with the bubble gum on her?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And they discontinued that because
Love Drive.
It was...
Scorpions? Quote, no.
That was Scorpions. Love Drive.
Yeah, yeah.
Offensive?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
It was too offensive.
Back in the day.
Yeah. Yes.
A little risque back in the day.
Yeah.
And back in the radio days, you'd have bins of albums that you'd have to play. You'd have two turntables. There'd be, two turntables. Right. So you always had to be a song ahead. You couldn't let... And the worst thing ever would be to look back and realize you didn't put something new on the turntable. Because there was no other option.
Right.
But the bins, and I remember that album. Go look for this, like, you know, any Scorps album, and there she was.
Oh, I started out in the days of carts.
Yeah.
Everything was carted up.
Oh, yeah.
You had the carts, mm-hmm. and you got them all stacked up in order.
Carts look like 8-track tapes
yep.
back in the day, and you'd have 8 little carts, they look like 8-track, and they'd be like 8 machines in front of you. And you pop it in, and you play the cut, and you could pull it back out and put another one in.
Just start the next one.
We had 8 cart machines in L.A. and a wall full of them.
Ugh.
Like a wall this size, racks of those things. Because every sound effect, every little drop, every little clip had to have its own cart.
Yeah.
So it would, you know, and he'd load up, you know, 300 or 400, we call them drops, little audio clips like I play all the time. Now we play them digitally. Now it's all just it's a push button.
Much easier. Button.
I just click on it.
Yeah.
Well,
and you know, but you used to have these cart things and machines.
Back here in Fargo, when I started out at Y94, I think we had like 3 or 4 of those, and that was it. There was no 8.
That was the thing. Normally,
3 or 4.
I get to Los Angeles. He builds this studio, and there's 8 machines plus there's 2 huge tape machines. It's like, well, this is next level. I'd never seen that many carts in my life. A little inside radio for you. 6:23. Got a. Where are you in your? It's middle child day today. Where are you in your?
I'm the baby.
Are you the baby?
I was the spoiled one.
Ah, yeah, you and me.
This explains a lot, doesn't it?
Hard to believe.
I was spoiled by my dad. My mom could give a. She couldn't care less. I was her fourth. I was my dad's first.
Mm.
Yeah. So my dad was like I was his buddy. Or my mom was like, clean your room.
Yeah.
Making dinner tonight.
I'm the responsible one. I'm the oldest.
Well, we got a nice day coming.
Not bad. Not a bad day. Outside of the smoke. We're still dealing with smoke and kind of poor air quality. Now, it's not bad this morning, but
it didn't seem anyway.
Yeah, not bad this morning, but there's going to be more pouring in this afternoon.
Okay.
Especially in northern Minnesota. Those areas are going to be the worst for later today. We'll see some of that filter down here into the FM area. But we've got some high clouds out there right now, and we're looking at mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies throughout the day. We're in the upper 50s to right around 60. We'll warm it up into the upper 70s today with a northwest wind at 15 to 25, so a little on the breezy side. And then clear and pleasant tonight, mid-50s. Good if you're not allergic to smoke or anything else out there, it's a good night to open the windows.
Light
winds out of the southeast. And then Wednesday, we're looking at a pretty decent day, a little bit warmer, low 80s. Then we got a couple rounds of storms coming in. One Wednesday night. That doesn't look to be too bad. That's as a warm front lifts north. And then another round of storms coming in as we head into Thursday evening. So the daytime hours will be dry, but Thursday evening, a cold front will be swinging into the area, and that could trigger off some severe weather, with hail, large hail being the main threat.
Thursday evening.
I know.
And where it goes all depends on the day.
Yeah. Yep. So you have, we'll have to wait till they develop and then be able to track those. But the weekend, we'll have the weekend forecast
all
for
right.
you. Coming
I see
up
the,
about 6:50.
First hurricanes teeing up in the Atlantic they're talking about.
Yep. First hurricane of the season expected here over the next week. Beautiful sunrise, by the way. Did you guys hear? I don't know if you covered it. I wasn't listening. Did you hear about the big drug bust they had out in Sturgis?
Yeah, I did.
Holy.
210 pounds of meth.
Wow.
Yeah. Just heard about it coming in. Yeah.
Somebody thought they were going to get rich out there.
They were speeding.
They just happened to come through Sturgis. Not really. They were trafficking from the West Coast. They didn't realize what they were driving
he
into.
He didn't realize what Sturgis was? Well, I thought they were going to sell out there.
He was
there.
Illegally.
He was the illegally guy. I had no idea. Oh, my gosh, what's going on? Hey. By the way, we're talking about Middle Child Day today. It says firstborn, Alex. Bravo.
Exactly.
You are dependable, conscientious, and caring.
Tell me what I don't know.
One who can rely on for logical advice and support. But beware.
Oh.
If you don't speak up, this this confidence can become a control freak.
No, not me.
Possibly be a thing. Mm-mm, possibly. Mm-mm. And the baby, Dino, you and I?
Yeah.
The last of the litter tends to be a loving, outgoing, free-thinking charmer, likely a fabulous storyteller. Great at cocktail parties.
Full of BS.
Spot
full
on.
Of BS,
caveat.
In other
spot
words.
On. Wow.
This person can be flaky, leaving you to make all the weekend pledges yourself.
Boy, I'll tell you, that's not far off.
I would go with flaky, maybe forgetful.
Right? Oh, that's hilarious.
Thanks, buddy.
You got it.
27 after 6, Need to Know Morning Show. Big Game James is here.
Thinking yo, about, James.
Thinking about, I'm really thinking about pulling the trigger on a JJ jersey.
Well, you got,
I might.
You got to find one first.
Not I don't get like really nice like the official jerseys, but just a good.
It's
just a number 9 shirt.
You know, like the jerseys are nice
jersey.
For 40, yeah, 45
yeah.
bucks.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, you can get like the jersey I got was 130 or something.
That's
what
I'm saying. I can't.
But
do
those
that.
Stitched in game ones, they're $350 nowadays. Like,
yeah,
I mean, it's just it's bananas. I mean. That's the first jersey I bought in probably 10 years, actually.
It's like you spend that much on a piece of clothing. I don't know if I could wear it.
Well, exactly. That's the whole thing. I kind of look at it.
Frame
I gotta,
it.
Yeah. I gotta wear like a bib that you'd see somebody eating, at a seafood
don't
restaurant
drink
every time.
With
oh, gosh.
What do you got going on?
Hey, the Twins, they fell in the Bronx last night 6-2. Zebby Matthews gave up 3 runs over 5 2/3, struck out 9 batters, but was tagged with the loss. Buxton, first game back in the lineup, he hit a home run. Trevor Larnach also a solo shot. 6:05 is first pitching game 2 of this series tonight. Twins starter undecided as of right now. And additionally, rookie infielder Luke Kuechel named the American League Player of the Week for the week of August 3rd through the 10th, hitting 2 home runs, driving in 10 runs while hitting a .455 throughout the week. Helped the Twins win 4 of the 5 games he played in. He racked up 10 hits over 22 at-bats, and he's the American League Player of the Week, so congratulations to him. Additionally, the Fargo-Moorhead Redhawks on their off day, they were making moves. They traded for all-star catcher Eric Ostberg from the Milwaukee Milkmen. In exchange, the Redhawks sent Alec Olund and 3 players to be named later and or future considerations. Ostberg, though, he is currently leading the American Association catchers and batting average at .309, home runs with 16, RBI with 54, and on-base percentage at .407. And so he's been tremendous. He will be available for the Redhawks beginning tonight when they start a 9-game homestand at Newman Outdoor Field when they take on the Sioux City Explorers. First pitch at 7:02. Redhawks 47-34, tied with Kansas City for the second best record in the division, and they trail Sioux City by 5 games for the division lead. We're 3 weeks away from the regular season coming to an end, so we're getting down to the end of it. And as well, our sister station WDAY Radio Primetime Sports 6:30 tonight. The next 2 weeks. Every night you're going to have a Bison football interview or a Dragon football one. We're locked and loaded.
Awesome.
2 weeks away from the season opening for Dragons and Bison. Pebble Lake Golf Club been voted one of the top 25 public courses in the state of Minnesota. Find out why when you book your tee time online at playpebblelake.com.
About 7:05, Need to Know Morning Show on the flag. I noticed this morning coming in, there's a couple of stars that are hanging together. Out in the, and I'm kind of a geek like that. I'm assuming maybe I was probably going Venus and Mars, but I had to check it. It's Venus and Jupiter. Yeah, Venus and Jupiter. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like
bright too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right together. Yep. Right when I was looked up, like, man, that's pretty cool. So if you were wondering, you saw that
this
morning.
If you can see it through the smoke, that might be what it is.
Yeah, there's that. So, anyway, it gets worse as the day goes on. Is that the plan? Is that the thing?
Especially the Northern Valley, Northern Minnesota, into Lakes Country. The thickest of it east of the valley. We'll see some light smoke in here, but you could still notice it.
Oh,
out
yeah.
There,
yeah.
That's
yeah.
for sure. But we're starting out the morning pretty pleasant, upper 50s across the area. We'll warm up into the upper 70s. Quite a bit of sunshine today, a little breezy. And again, we're going to have to deal with some of that smoke. Northwest winds 15 to 25, 78 for your high, 55 tonight, and a little bit warmer, 82 tomorrow as winds turn to the southeast. Then a warm front will trigger off storms on Wednesday night. And then Thursday, behind that warm front, we warm up into the mid-80s, a little more humid and breezy. And then a cold front hits Thursday night. That could trigger off some severe storms Thursday evening, anytime after about 5, 6 o'clock. And then Friday, a few scattered storms in the evening, low 80s, and it looks like we're right around the 80-degree mark as we head into the weekend. Weekend should be pretty dry. If we see any storms, they'd be overnight, so the daytime hours look dry. On the weekend, temps around 80. That's not too bad.
Not too bad at all.
But, you know, once again.
Yeah, I know.
You know, I don't have to say it anymore.
I'm sick of saying it.
Man. You know, I'm sure the cold weather and snow will help, but by then, you know, who cares? You know,
yeah.
You're not going to be able to spend time outside anyway.
Exactly.
I thought somebody said Canada was getting some rain and getting some.
They are. Yeah.
Yeah.
They are.
Not where they
not
need
enough.
It.
Not
nope.
enough.
Yeah. No doubt.
All right. Well, history lesson for today. It was 1851. Isaac Singer given a patent for his invention. Isaac Singer, sewing machine.
Gotcha.
There you go. The accordion, 1856. First patent for the accordion. Anthony Fass.
The squeeze box.
The squeeze box. Yeah. Well, that's the same thing as the accordion that you have.
I think Bonnie's got a squeeze box. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Down the hall?
I did not know that.
I think she does.
Happy birthday if it's your birthday. You share it with Ben's brother, Casey Affleck.
Oh,
big birthday today.
Okay, let's go. 60?
He's 50.
He is a hell of an actor.
He is a hell of an actor in his own right, got to say. Sir Mix-a-Lot is 62 today. Yeah, you remember him in the day?
Please don't
Mark Knopfler. Rather play some Dire Straits. Mark Knopfler from Dire Straits is 76 today. And the eternal George Hamilton.
Mr. Tan. He's got to be about mid-80s. Let's go 86.
Nailed it.
Woo!
86. He is the tannest senior in the room.
Yeah, he. That was always his shtick on the late shows and stuff, too, being
tan.
Oh,
yeah. Always the deal. So there you go. All right, happy birthday if it's your birthday from all of us here at the Need to Know Morning Show. Got a news break coming up. Some serious DJing skills going right there. Yeah. It is the Need to Know Morning Show. Look at that. We made it to another one. Kevin Flynn, Alex Taylor. Glad you're here. If you're just rolling into your day, it's about 10 past 7. No, it's called 11 after. It's not smoky yet. Sorry to be the bearer of that news.
Yeah, it's
every
coming.
Day this summer. Since May.
I think, April. Sorry. Maybe. It's been a long time. Anyway, we're at 59, heading up to 78. Good news, it's going to be dry today. Can I have a woot-woot for that?
Oh, definitely.
And Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 30% chance of rain each day there. Wednesday, 82. Thursday, 85. Friday, 80. Saturday looks dry and rains back Sunday and Monday with a 30% chance. So that's what she's looking like. But you know what? Things change.
Got the fingers crossed. Have a little birthday gathering Friday.
Yeah.
Yep. And the sun's running. The young sun is running, swimming, and biking in the Young Life Triathlon.
Saturday,
yeah.
Oh.
It's a shortened one, though. Like, by the way, Mark Knopfler, one of my guitar heroes, is 76 today.
Is he going to be able to celebrate your birthday with you then, since he's competing the next day?
Not as much celebrating as just hanging out with
us.
Yeah, but the Young Life, and I'm going to see if we can. It's going to be fun to watch. Just something. If you're in Lakes Country, you might want to come out. They got a big deal at the finish. So they swim, they bike. Don't know. Don't ask me how far. I think they run a 10K at the end of it. He's been training. It's pretty.
Good for him. It's good to have goals
that. Yeah, I'm so proud of him. Mm-hmm. I was like, man, that's
His thing is
the swimming. He was never a real good swimmer, so he's been really went and took two swimming classes, joined in the swimming classes.
Good for him. Yeah. He realized what he's weak at, yep. and he said, you know what, I'm going to fix that.
And he's actually swimming and breathing and not, you know, looking like he's drowning, half drowning when he's swimming, which is awesome. Like, so, yeah, we're and just to take that on, and what a young life, what a great organization putting on this. It's called an Olympic triathlon this weekend. And, of course, I'm sure they still have room, but I'll see if I can get some more info on it. But, yeah, we're kind of excited about that, and it looks like we're going to get good weather. The weather check brought to you by the team at Vision Banks in Fargo, North Southwest Fargo, the bank with the dogs. They are phenomenal what they do. You will know them. You will have a banker and a bank, not an app and a chat room or something.
How about that?
Yeah. You want a business idea, want to get a home bought or whatever sold. They got a great mortgage team, too. That's the team at visionbanks.com. A couple of texts here. Bridget Riedel on deck. I'm going to chat some ag here in just a second. Trump is doing exactly what I voted for.
Yep.
This won't reset here. I'm trying to get it. Yeah, it goes on a little bit. But, yeah, I voted for this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm okay with this. I was in, and anybody that squawks about crime is down in D.C., go to D.C. and tell me. Are you kidding me?
It's awful there.
Go there. It's no. It's
a dirty, unsafe city.
You don't want to do things as much at night unless you're, you know.
Even then, you don't.
You really don't.
You've got to have a bodyguard.
Yeah. I rode the Metro back a couple times at night, and I think it's maybe because I can look a little
more,
you know,
intimidating.
Yeah. I don't get messed with, but. I would not, young woman, like, but you see them. I mean, but I just, my daughter, I don't think so.
Never.
Nope. All right, to the farm, to the ranch chat we go, 7:14. Hey, Bridget Riedel, how are you?
Fantastic. Good morning.
Of course you are. Good morning.
All right, so there's a few things. One of them is for the first time in about 30 years, we have the possibility of a new mode of action being presented for us in crop protection here in the U.S.
How about that?
So Bayer is taking steps to bring a new herbicide to market. It's called icafolin methyl. It's a new potential mode of action not yet seen in commercial agriculture. And the mode of action to control these emerged weeds meets the highest sustainability criteria of Bayer for their novel research. We know that this will be something different that folks haven't seen or used before, which is important. Some of the modes of action that we have consistently used for the last 40 years or more are now showing resistance in plants, right? Plants, they are biological. They are molecular. Over time, their body as well as Mother Nature figures out how to change and adapt for best survivability.
Yeah, for sure.
One of the things that is happening by using Bayer's highest level of standards called CropKey is they're actually using artificial intelligence to help accelerate that journey. It's doing more of the testing, more of the preemptive work. So maybe we can cut down that time from discovery until a product reaches the market from 10 years to something much shorter. We're going to see how that looks. Currently, Bayer is hoping to bring icafolin methyl to the market by somewhere around 2028. They plan to launch that in Brazil and hope to bring it to the U.S. In the years after that, pending on their approvals. So could be used in soybeans, cereals, our pulse and oilseed crops, as well as some of our orchards, etc. So we're going to see where that develops. But it's interesting to note, first time in about 30 years, we have something new in that realm. Now, lots of talk about what's going on in the corn these days. One of them has been corn nematodes. We don't normally talk about corn nematodes here
I've heard that
okay.
word.
And here's the best way to explain it to you, Alex. And Kevin says he's heard it. It is a plant parasitic nematode. They are pencil point long, eel-like tubes of liquid that suck away plant juices with a needle-like mouth part. They are underground, and they would attack the root system on a corn plant.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, they jab that little needle-like mouth part onto the roots. They suck out the compounds, extract the juices, and then the damage stays.
It's like a bug or something then?
Oh, like a worm. Pencil-like.
Ew.
Yeah, eel-like tubes of liquid is what they're described as.
Okay, that's gross.
You may not want to Google that. Kevin already is. So there are different types of nematodes. because nematodes, like most insects, are classified by their mouth parts. Needle, sting, dagger, lance, stunt, and even lesion are the different types of species. And the percentage of yield loss, well, currently it can vary, but we do know that there's a possibility of folks losing in the billions of dollars range when nematodes strike in the field. So that's what a nematode really is. It's below ground.
Sounds like a little Star Wars villain or something. Nematode. Don't mess with a nematode.
Right?
They will eat you. They travel in packs. Yeah, whatever.
Maybe that's what Jabba the Hutt always was an out-of-control corn nematode.
You know what we were just talking about, especially with your first topic too, is how things evolve, things change. We have to stay ahead of it if we want to stay ahead of it. And that's the minds like you see at NDSU that are working on ways to fight it. And you're either fighting a weed or a bug, the way, way it comes down to me. You know,
generally speaking, or maybe a disease. Absolutely.
Or a disease,
And we don't slow down because, again, Mother Nature is so adaptive that those things change over time. And so we have to as well.
We have to maintain.
Absolutely. But if you have questions like these, I'm happy to answer them. And you are welcome to send me emails ag@flagfamily.com.
What's the vibe on all the rain?
There's a lot. Yesterday in 20 minutes, I got another 0.4 inch. I mean, it's...
Yeah, I know. We got a bunch last night. Move through.
We need to slow down on this rain because we are trying very much to get a small grains harvest rolling before we lose any more quality, whether it's in barley, wheat, et cetera. It was fine that, you know, we had a little drier season this summer because, frankly, that helped us out. When we have a drier looking weather pattern, we do tend to get a better yield. When you get too much rain, it knocks off the top end of those bushels, and we're there.
How's the Here We Grow field? Is that not so good either?
It hasn't been harvested yet. I was at the field yesterday. I'm keeping my fingers crossed. This was also before the next 0.4 inch of rain. Field has looked okay, but I don't think we can get a combine into it yet, and we're going to want to do that soon. This is commercial quality seed, so it's supposed to be ready to be used to plant fields next year, so we got to get to it.
Yeah, man. We're not alone in that those concerns. I know that.
We are not alone, and we're hoping it gets better.
Yeah, we all do.
Are we. All right. We pray for perfect weather. We never get it.
But, you know, not even close.
Pray for the perfect seasons. Pray for all. No, it never happens.
Yeah. I had a farmer tell me once that he figured he had 40 tries to get it right. 40 years of farming.
Yeah.
Maybe this was his year.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
But, all right. All right. Talk to you later.
Thanks, folks.
My father-in-law, the guy that leases his land down in South Dakota, he said, you know, it's there's a lot of science and there's a lot of luck. And you just got to hit it. You know, and it just depends where you are and how it is.
Yep.
And we're with you. Anything we can ever do. Bridget's there for you, ag@flagfamily.com, obviously. We're 12 days into August. And I'll tell you, I've been looking at, this fire thing. We're talking about the smoke.
Mm-hmm. It's horrible.
We mentioned back into May. And yeah, it was into May. At the most, it looks like over 400 burning out of control fires across Canada. Doesn't have a number, but I want to do this. I should have done this before, but I want to. How many total fires in Canada this year? Ready for this? 4,100.
That's a problem.
As of August 7th. 4,100 fires.
Yeah.
Not 400. 4,100.
That's a problem. I mean, they need to fix this. They need to figure this out and knock it off.
Yeah. I mean, the total area burned, however, is near the record set in 23. I don't know what's left to burn. By the way, currently 745 active fires. This is the... it's unbelievable. So... I just had a little on the numbers on that. How long we've been dealing with that.
And when did the start? Was it April or May? It was May.
First part of May. Yep. Just looking at all the fire data, Dean. How many total fires you think as of August 7th in Canada reported? Oh. Take a guess. Total fires.
Thousands?
4,100.
Yeah.
Not
785 currently active right now. 795, whatever it was. Yeah, 745.
Man.
Active right now.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And by the
can we get the world involved in this?
Well, you would think they'd ask for help, or I mean,
I think we were. I think we did send some help.
I think the problem is a lot of these are so remote.
That's what Tim Sheehy said.
Yeah, that you just can't get, you know, the proper equipment out there.
Yep. There's not enough water. There's not enough people. Yeah. Not enough planes. It just is what it is.
But the fire's too big.
Yeah. Well, you can get people out there if you start, you know, early and often deforesting.
There you go. Let's try that.
You can get out there and take away some of the fuel.
Yeah.
You could get out there and do some preemptive land breaks. You know, they do those big land breaks to stop fire lines. You do a few little of that, maybe.
That could be the ticket.
That might be a thing. Could be a deal. I don't know. What do I know?
The snow will take care of it this winter.
Well, there's that. Boy, it always comes back. You go to Yellowstone now, you can't tell there was ever the fire there. You know, years right after, we were there right after, years ago, right after the big fire. Mm-hmm. I mean, you go to like around Echinus Geyser and on the northeast side of the park, it was just burned out. Now I saw friends that were out there this summer, lush and back.
Mother Nature regenerates quickly.
That's for sure. Well, let's break down the rest of our week here. We're counting down the days.
Yep, normal highs this year. They're starting to slide, I know. Sorry, Alex. Our normal highs this year are right around 80 degrees, and we'll be close to that today. A lot of sunshine, but notice it's that filtered sunshine. We still have that upper-level smoke. It's going to be breezy today as well. 78 we'll call for with a northwest wind about 15 to 25. Clear skies tonight, down into the mid-50s, and a little bit warmer. We're in the low 80s tomorrow as winds turn to the southeast. Then a warm front lifts north Wednesday night. That will trigger off a few storms Wednesday evening into the early overnight hours. And then a breezy, humid day on Thursday with south winds 10 to 25. At least that'll kick the smoke out of here.
Good.
With highs in the mid-80s on Thursday. Cold front approaches Thursday evening. Anytime after 5, 6 o'clock, we have a chance for storms, and some of those are expected to be severe Thursday evening. And then Friday, Saturday, Sunday, highs all 3 days, right around 80, so right around normal for this time of the year. Maybe an isolated storm Friday night, and then again Sunday night. But the daytime hours over the weekend look dry.
Okay.
Look halfway decent.
All right. So, LRC question.
Yep.
I saw the first hurricane is teeing up in the Atlantic, they're talking about. Mm-hmm. Could possibly be, et cetera, et cetera. Has Gary, the LRC weather wizards, looked at the hurricane season?
They have.
Is that data on their site?
In fact, I will send you, it is on weather2020.com. I'll send you the article Gary just put out. I'll email it to you as soon as I get in my office. Expected to be an above normal season in terms of hurricanes. So.
Man, see, we're not even done dealing with last round.
I know.
I mean, not even the last year. We're not done dealing with the last few years.
Yeah. And you know, even Gary's like, you know, I hope this is wrong. I hate to be wrong. He goes, but man, that's, like, he said kind of the same thing, you know, not exactly what the U.S. needs. So something we'll be keeping a close eye on as well.
Man, I just think about I still follow the guys that I was watching on Instagram when the Carolina thing happened. And then the fires and other stuff, but more the hurricane stuff. Still just so many people.
Oh, yeah.
Don't have anything. Nothing rebuilt. Nothing happening. Can't get anything.
Well, California,
can't
too.
Can't get insured. Yeah, I just mentioned. Yeah, those fires and everything.
What a mess
what
out there. They're
what
sitting
doing?
On their hands. Trump needs to move in and take care of that, too. They're saying 2 years to get building permits.
Whoa, yeah. Really?
Thing in L.A. is crazy, dude.
Yeah.
Crazy what they're doing.
They've got the
squatters are coming in now.
Yeah.
The squatters are coming in on the vacant lots in the Palisades.
And the government wants to take over the land and build homeless people homes there. Cheap homes for
affordable housing.
Yeah, yeah, right.
For who?
Right. That's what it
is.
It's
California. Right, not many.
Man.
Hey, weather brought to you by the team at Red Wing Boots and Shoes, 3003 Main Avenue in Fargo. Just think the A-team for your feet. If you're making an investment in a really great pair of boots, shoes, hunting, hiking, it's all right there. 3003 Main, Big Game James McCarty at the sports desk. I cannot believe you're talking Bison and Dragon football, and we're
it's
2 weeks.
Wild, man. Hey,
you ready?
Coaches,
you gotta be ready.
Oh, I'm more than ready. The coaches poll yesterday afternoon dropped for the FCS. Bison ranked number one in that one. You do have Montana State, the national runner up, at 2. South Dakota State 3. Depending on which poll you look at, between the stats perform and then also the coaches poll, South Dakota is 4-1, 5 in the other. Southern Illinois is number 6 in each of them, and then Youngstown State and North Dakota kind of fluttering around in there. So
We're going back to Frisco. I'm going to call it right now. I'm going to call it right now. Bison are going to Frisco again.
The next 2 years, they're in Nashville.
August 12th. Oh, we're going to Nashville.
Yep, there's renovations.
Bison going to
there's
Nashville.
There's renovations happening at the stadium
at Toyota
Frisco.
Stadium?
Yep, at Toyota, yep. It's a massive renovation. Yep. Improving
nice
seats, improving the experience for the fan, everything in between. So,
Nashville's better.
Yes. The home of Vanderbilt, the Commodores.
I'm in.
Yeah, it's going to be beautiful. That strip.
And they're done that, willing to do it again.
Oh, yeah. The guys at FCS Nation are
Alex,
absolutely pumped about
you've
it.
You've been to Nashville? No, you have not.
I know. Not yet.
I've never been there.
Yep, get Alex
I've never been there. Yeah, if you listen, Coach P, I'm just saying.
I'm not going for football, though, when I go.
No, no, no. You don't have to go to the
well,
game.
Well, no, that's only 3 hours of the 4 days.
That's only the weekend.
You know, 4 hours of it or so. But on the diamond last night, the Twins fall into the Bronx Bombers 6-2. Zebby Matthews gave up 3 runs over 5 2/3, struck out 9, but he just got himself into a couple of pickles he couldn't get himself fully out of. He got tagged with the loss. Byron Buxton, his return to the lineup, hit a home run. Trevor Larnach also went deep in that game. First pitch for game two of this series in New York will be at 6:05 tonight. Minnesota starter is undecided. Former White Sox ace and now turned ace of the Yankees, Carlos Rodon, will be on the mound this evening. Twins rookie infielder Luke Kuechel named the American League Player of the Week for the week of August 3rd through the 10th, recording 2 home runs. He had 10 RBI, hit .455 over 22 at-bats. That's 10 total hits over those at-bats in 1 week. He had helped the Twins to 4 wins in 5 games that he played in. He's been electric after the fire sale, helping the team stay afloat here this season. Redhawks on their off day yesterday traded for all-star catcher Eric Osberg from the Milwaukee Milkmen on Monday. He, in exchange, the Redhawks sent Alec Olund and 3 players to be named later in that deal. Osberg right now leads American Association catchers with a .309 batting average, 16 home runs, 54 RBI, and a .407 on base percentage. He spent 6 seasons with the Tampa Bay Rays and their organization since being drafted in 2017. Last year came to the American Association to be a part of the Milkmen's roster. He'll be available beginning tonight as the Redhawks open up a 9-game homestand, starting with a 3-game series against Sioux City, the Explorers. First pitch tonight, 7:02. Redhawks 47-34, tied with Kansas City for second in the West Division, and they are 5 games behind Sioux City.
Let's go.
They took 2 out of 3 from over the weekend, trying to get a little bit closer as they trail by 5 games with 3 weeks to go in the regular season. Always an opportunity. Coast and Company, they're going for it right now.
I like their chances better than the Twins.
Oh, I think most of us do at this point.
All right. 6:30, headlines from Newsroom. And
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report. Spirit Airlines is expressing concerns about the viability of its business just months after exiting bankruptcy. It's seeing weak demand for leisure travel in the U.S. At the same time, it has too many seats that aren't selling. Spirit expects pressures to persist through the rest of the year. Spirit revealed plans last month to furlough about 270 pilots and demoted another 140 to conserve cash. Smithfield Foods is raising its expectations for the year because shoppers are buying its packaged meats, including bacon and fresh pork products. It's still benefiting from people cooking meals at home to save money. As costs of dining out rose, sales were up 11%. And the National Federation of Independent Business says its optimism index improved to a reading of 100.3 in July. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosolda. Invested in you.
Or you can always give Sam and the team a call at 701-951-RENT. Got a fall project. We can officially say fall. We're this far into August. Got a fall project coming up. Need a skid steer. Need a lift. Zeus. ZeusRentals.net. 701-951-RENT. Kevin and Alex hanging out Tuesday. The Consolidated Communications studio line always open for you. 701-271-1100. Somebody call in on the break. Nice to have a nice day without starting the day with a pack a day feeling going on. I totally feel you, buddy.
I'm still feeling it anyway, though.
You know,
it just doesn't go away.
I feel it in my eyes. My eyes get all dry and crusty.
Yeah, my throat, too. It's just miserable.
What did he He didn't give us 80 today, did he?
78. 3-degree guarantee is where we're heading today. Looks dry. That's the good news. 61 right now, and we are getting a little more smoke coming in this afternoon and some wind as well. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, 30% chance of rain there, mostly in the overnight hours, so the days won't be too horrible, except for the smoke. Wednesday, 82, Thursday, 85, Friday, 80. Saturday, so far, looking dry and 81, and Sunday and Monday, chance of rain again and 80. So, yeah.
There he is. There you go. We'll take it. Without the smoke, please. Can I get can I get my my life without a side of smoke?
Oh, I know. I need one of those filters, those N1 filter masks or something.
This is where, I mean, you would actually
benefit from that.
Yes, because the particulates or whatever are bigger. Remember the COVID ones were so microscopic. These are actually, you know, mask might help you if you suffer from this stuff.
It just feels like Canada's trying to kill me.
There's that. Hey, the weather brought to you by the team at Windows Plus. They got a buy one, get one, 40% off going this summer. And they got 12 months, no interest, no payments. So you freak, like, it's like 12 months, same as cash. I love those deals.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, why not? That's OPM, as they say. That's using other people's money.
Ah.
At no interest.
I like it.
That's the idea. So, and they'll get you done. They'll get it done. 701-235-4000. WindowsPlusInc.net. WindowsPlusInc.net, 237-4000. I guess it's 235. It's 237. We got a golf tournament. We're gonna, as we get closer, we're going to be talking about it. We got the flag team together. We've never even come close in a tournament we played in, but we sure try hard.
Hey, you know, it's all about having a good time, though, right?
Yeah. The F5 Project is Adam Martin. He's all about rehabilitation. He works with the jail systems, rehabilitating, and I mean he's
Isn't
all
like
about
a halfway
success.
House or something too that all they
of it.
Have.
Yeah, he does all of it. If you go to f5project.org, it's through recovery, free community connect. They do connect with jobs, with housing, with all those things, employment. They're not just there to find these folks that are coming out of incarceration, you know, like a job in a place. They want to find a purpose for them. He really works on getting to the what'll get them motivated. Let's find your why. Let's get you on a different path. So they do a lot of that.
Mm-hmm.
And just a shout out to Adam. He's a great guy. And they've got I think we've got some slots open. It's the opportunity open. Call it at Moorhead. It's the Fargo Moorhead Opportunity Open. We play at Moorhead, the Country Club, on Monday, the 22nd of September. So you'll check in about 11 o'clock. We're going to do a shotgun start at noon. A day on the green for a great cause.
Should be a nice day, too. I mean,
praying for good weather.
Yeah, things aren't hot and sweaty in September. It should be reasonable 70-degree day.
And if you go to f5project.org, click on events, it's right there. You can register your teams, click on register, and it'll get you all set up. And it's $150 per person. It's a $600 for a four-team deal. That includes your cart and your dinner. The round, the cart, the dinner, the fun, the good raising, and it's deductible and all that, too.
Nice, yeah.
I love golf tournaments. It's the best time for me because I don't have to play. I just have to. We all hit our best one, right? That's the thing. All right. I'll be good on the green. Can I just avoid the tee box?
No. That's not how it works.
I know. They won't let me.
No.
But it'd be a good one. So I just wanted to give a shout out that we're going to be talking to the team from F5 as we get closer. But maybe mark your calendar. Monday the 22nd, if you can put a team together, we'd love to have you. I paused the TV. I was just watching in the break. Because you were taught the big news, top of the news story is Trump's a dictator now. He's really authoritarian stuff is rearing its ugly.
Left is going nuts.
It's
as
happening.
Usual.
Oh yeah, authoritarian, the dictator, Nazi Hitler guy. He's mobilized the military to help out the D.C. police, and people are screaming, "Well, the crime's going down. It's low. It's low now."
Yeah.
And I heard Hemmer in the break. Talking to a listener friend on the phone, and I heard Hemmer say, "Cue the choir." So I had to.
That sums it up, doesn't it?
I'm figuring out the TiVo in here, where we have the monitors in my studio.
Right.
So I paused it right after he said, "Cue the choir." So this is the Democratic response. This is going to be good, I guarantee you, from the Trump DC police takeover thing.
DC is our home.
They're singing again.
Oh, man.
Well, they're clapping and singing.
D.C. is our home.
Okay, so there's another song for you. But overnight, just blocks from...
Oh, there's a sign that says, Free D.C. Mm-hmm. Trump must go. Free D.C. Like
that. Where that protest took place, a man was found, shot, and killed. A suspected murder, underscoring the administration's argument that this cannot continue.
They want to
crime
keep the
in
crime.
D.C. is ending and ending today. We are going to use every power we have to fight criminal fear. Do not underestimate one person in this room. We're going to make D.C. beautiful. We're going to make D.C. safe again.
We will work alongside all D.C. police and federal law enforcement to ensure this city is safe. And my message to the National Guard and federal law enforcement in Washington is we have your back as well. Be tough. Be strong. We're right behind you.
All right. Let's see how it goes. Starting today now, Davis Funt.
Yeah, there you go. So.
So, again, the Democrats are on the wrong side of the issue. They want to keep the crime in D.C. instead of to get rid of it. It's the way I take it. What do you think?
I want more singing. I think more singing is the key. Clapping. You know, singing D.C. is our home.
Oh, brother. And
what really got me is seeing the clip of the video going through there and the sign that says, Free D.C. Tell me what isn't free. What freedom don't you have?
Freedom to walk in the streets and be safe.
Well, there's that. All right.
I don't feel safe there.
No, but they're in their context, they're thinking like somehow this is some sort of an authoritarian lockdown. Like we are getting we're getting rounded up here.
We're not allowed to go against anywhere. Crime. It's crime. If you're not a criminal, you got nothing to worry about.
That's it. But yet you have the signs that say Free DC. Trump must go. But now I would bet in the next 2 weeks, if you're a young nurse coming out of a hospital and you gotta ride the metro to Bethesda at 2 a.m.
Yes.
You're gonna be thankful.
That there's a National Guard guy on that train with you.
Yeah. They're gonna be on the platforms. They're going to be thwarting all of that crap. And I tell you from experience, we were there during the insurrection.
We were.
We didn't go, but we thought when we got back to the hotel. But I went to the inauguration this year, second time there. I didn't get to see anything. I was at the hotel. I didn't go anywhere. I didn't get to see anything. I saw the Capitol from my Uber when I got dropped off. But I stayed in Bethesda. I rode the metro a lot. I left the late night after the inauguration, the big part. Remember, we couldn't get in the arena. We went back and we were around, but it was a late, long day, late night. Finally got on the metro, and it was the last time it was run. It was one of the last stops at the one that I could load where I was. So I had to get on there. And you're looking around and you see, nobody's looking really mess with me. But I'm looking, I'm thinking, and I never really saw any young women. Never really saw... Every once in a while, I saw a few, like ladies, but there's certainly the element was down everywhere I went.
Well, and he wants to clean up the homeless problem too. Yeah. When we were there for the insurrection, we were at the Capitol Mall. We were shopping a little bit. There wasn't much open. I had to use the restroom. The homeless.
Oh, they're everywhere in the metro.
Camping out in the bathroom. They were everywhere. Yep. The whole bathroom reeked. They took it over. There was one or two stalls out of this huge bathroom that anyone could actually use. It was so disgusting, you wouldn't even want to wash your hands afterwards.
And if you haven't been, the metro is the underground railroad, the underground train system. And you go down, way down these stairs, get on the train, ride the train to another station, ride that one to another. The platform is what they call them. The homeless were everywhere on the platforms.
Yeah.
They take up very little space. They just kind of sit there. And they have the little deal or whatever. They have a backpack or they have a pillow. They're cuddled up like fetal position sleeping. But they're, every platform, they were on every platform.
Well, you might remember, too, when Biden was so-called in charge, Ashley Biden was in D.C. and didn't her car get carjacked?
That's right.
Yeah. So, if something like that happened to a Biden, maybe it would have triggered something to let's clean up this city.
All this is backup. The military thing, all it is backup. Guard members cannot make arrests. They can't. They're there to back up law enforcement. Now, keep in mind, a lot of the guard members are in law enforcement in their day jobs. Okay, these are weekend warriors. Are in the, a lot of them are law enforcement anyway. But if a member of the military doesn't have to give you Miranda rights. A member of the military, they come in with a different mindset. They're just there to break things, and if they're asked to do what they have to do, so they're just there for backup. That's it. Nobody's getting locked down. You can still travel.
Yep.
Plan your vacation. Washington's free.
If you're not a criminal, no need to worry.
All right. Unbelievable. Need to know morning show on the flag. Be right back to wrap it up. 8:24. Need to know morning show on the flag. Kevin Flynn, Alex Taylor. At the I got pulled double duty today.
Uh-oh.
Hanging out for Hannon today. He's on assignment. So yeah, I'm gonna be hanging out for Hannon. We got a couple of awesome guests coming up and a little more open phone time. I wish we had more time on this show. There's so much going on this show all the time.
Yeah, we move pretty quick.
We move pretty quick. But we'll slow her down a little after 8:30. And I'm going to talk to a Fox News contributor about the demo. We just heard a little bit of the choir. You missed it, Dean. You missed the choir in D.C.
Yeah.
Clapping and singing that D.C.
They want to keep crime. Yeah. Trump's a dictator for getting rid of crime.
D.C. is our home.
Keep the criminals
D.C.
in business.
D.C. is our home.
Is that the one where the whole group was like in a cage?
No,
or
that
something?
Was a couple days before that. They're
that was
protesting
the Alligator Alcatraz.
Alligator Alcatraz.
That's
they locked themselves in a cage.
Well, good for them. Maybe keep them there.
Yeah.
Jeez.
By the way, 8:25. Need to know morning show on the flag. If you find yourself at Alligator Alcatraz, you might want to. Did you see the guy in Florida that pythons in Florida are invasive, and this guy won the award for like the most pythons caught in a year. He caught like 15,000 pythons.
No thanks.
They don't, you know, their bite isn't venomous. The thing is, yeah, you see a huge one. I mean, look at the sun. Just search pythons in the Everglades. Some of them are 15, I mean, this big around.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Just no swallow thanks. You whole.
Nope.
Nope. I have a question, Dean. We got a report here that the old Farmer's Almanac is forecasting a colder and snowier winter with white stuff showing up in some areas by late September.
Now, here's the thing.
Come on. Not
they
late.
Might, they
That's
might,
what they're
every
saying.
Once in a while, they might you know, come on with the LRC and get it right.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah.
Well, here's what we know so far. And this is early indication. Again, the LRC cycle hasn't set, but that's the biggest piece to the puzzle.
Yep,
okay?
Always is.
Now, the other smaller pieces around the LRC are indicating a colder and snowier
winter.
Well,
I would think because of all the moisture we've had.
Well, I'm just saying compared to last two winters, we've been
terrible.
We've escaped.
So
30
we're
inches of snow or whatever.
So this winter is likely to be, and you know, they could, well, any genius can predict that, but it is leaning towards a colder and snowier winter.
Okay.
Now, how cold and snowy, again, that's when the LRC will dictate when these storms come through, how big they'll be, stuff like that.
And that's usually first part of October.
That's when the new cycle sets, yeah.
Yep.
So we've got about 8 weeks left in this last cycle before the new one.
Well, give us better news now.
8 weeks, okay.
Well, you know what? I mean, we've got a halfway decent day out there today. It is a little breezy, and we do have that upper-level smoke. But all in all, I mean, it could be worse. 78 today, northwest winds 10 to 25. Clear 55 tonight. Tomorrow is going to be a beautiful one. Winds are going to be lighter. We'll still see plenty of sunshine with highs in the low 80s tomorrow. Warm front lifts through, gives us storms Wednesday evening into Wednesday night. So daytime hours are dry. And then Thursday, breezy, warmer, and humid, mid-80s with a south wind at about 10 to 25. The storms that come in Thursday evening, and again, we're talking after 5, 6 o'clock, could be on the severe side Thursday evening. And then Friday, Saturday, Sunday, daytime hours look dry. A chance of night storms with highs all 3 days, about 80.
I'm just sick of this whole thing.
Texter says Farmer's Almanac has a terrible track record.
Oh, they're horrible.
Yeah.
They're horrible.
But it's still fun to talk about.
It is. It
you
is.
Know, for
shoot
entertainment
in
purposes, to show how right Dean and the LRC are.
Most of the time. Not all the time.
Now, and Dean sent me an email about the one that's forming, the hurricane that's forming right now, the Atlantic, and all three of the models that you sent me that I just looked real quick, looks like East Coast could
East Coast
down
and then,
into Florida.
Yeah, and there will be one entering the Gulf, I believe, end of this month, I think it was, on the email I sent you.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And,
it's wild how they can how he does
that's
that.
That's the LRC, yeah.
Yeah, unbelievable.
And he's been ranked number one above Noah.
Yeah.
He's ranked number one in hurricane forecast.
He's got the receipts.
Out.
Yeah.
Yep.
No doubt about it.
Wow.
Hey, weather brought to you by the team at Cass County Electric. CassCountyElectric.com. Go to get their app, by the way, if you're a customer. Pay your bill with your phone, and you can check your usage and all of that. And the website has tons of great tips how to save you some money on your energy costs. Nothing wrong with that. All right, we got to wrap things up here. I'm going to make sure I got everything in. Oh, yeah, Kev, it is a good idea to change your organ donation choice to no on your driver's license.
I have heard that lately, yeah. You're going to want to do that.
I'm pretty sure, in fact, I would guarantee that. My wife is going to make sure that I'm dead. My wife will, sure
you could take
that I'm not coming back.
You can take that a lot of ways there, Uncle Kev.
No, it's a good thing. It's a good thing. She would not let that happen. She'd be right there. But, you know.
Let me listen to his heart.
Yeah.
Okay. There's still a pulse. I can feel it.
All right. We got to rock and roll. I'm hanging out for Scotty, so I'm going to say you have a great day.
All right. You have fun, and we'll see you back here tomorrow.
Lots coming up. Lots to do on What's on Your Mind. Point of that is What's on Your Mind. So looking for that coming up next on The Flag. Stand by.